There are quite a few days on the Hunter calendar that really bring out the motoring enthusiasts. In fact, the motoring enthusiast in us all, really, to be honest. And one of those is happening tomorrow. It is the All British Day put on by the Jaguar Drivers Club Hunter Region, and their vice president, Peter Forbes, joins us now. Peter, thank you so much for your time on the event tomorrow. Firstly, what will you be driving?
Well, I will be driving an E-Type Jaguar there, Mark. So I'm looking forward to having a great day there and looking forward to having that car on display along with the members of the Jaguar Car Club, plus all the other British cars which we've got turning up tomorrow, which should be a fantastic day.
And you're right. I mean, there'll be a lot of British cars, everything from Bentleys, Rolls, Triumph, Aston Martin, and of course the Jaguars as well. Are there certain characteristics or certain stylings that tend to make up British motoring, do you think, Peter?
Oh, look, I think there is. The British cars were very unique and very innovative. Years ago, you could sort of, they had a luxury about them, which was an affordable luxury, particularly the Jaguars and the Daimlers. The Minis were very unique in really pioneering small cars with front-wheel drive. So they were innovative and, they're great cars and those that have been looked after have lasted extremely well.
And in the club that you represent, the Jag Drivers Club for the Hunter region, how many folks are in that and how many vehicles would probably be on display from your lot tomorrow?
Right. Well, we've got about 160 members. We're looking to have probably in the order of 30 cars there tomorrow, 30 to 40, which will be quite a significant showing. There'll be some quite older Jaguars right up to the newer ones. So, there'll be a wide variety of Jaguars and a few Daimlers scattered in amongst that.
Excellent stuff.
And,
and like we said, there's all of those other British models will be there as well. Are there a couple of unique cars that you're looking forward to throwing your eye over tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to having, as we've already mentioned, the Jaguars are Daimlers, but, there should be some Rolls-Royces. There'll be a good collection of MGs and Morrises and Austins and Minis, be the odd Lotus and some of the old British Fords, which people have kept going for all these years. So it'll be great to see those all shiny and looking great.
There is one thing about motoring enthusiasts, particularly those who love their classic cars, Peter, and that is there is always that little bit of competitiveness, friendly competitiveness as well, I would probably hasten to point out. But there will actually be some awards and prizes tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we've got awards for public awards for the most popular of the people's pick cars. We've also got awards for the best represented club there tomorrow, which we're looking forward to having a look and see how that goes. So, we're going to be handing out voting papers for people who are wandering around to give us their vote on what they consider to be the best displays on the day. So it's an opportunity for people to have a look and also get involved.
And that's the great thing. You can be involved even if you're just wanting to look at the vehicles. You can, give a bit of a nod of approval to some of the ones that you like the best. On top of that, hundreds of cars there, all of those British models as well, and lots and lots of other fun stuff on the foreshore tomorrow. Peter, I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on the day and probably that last show and shine on yours to get it ready. And hopefully a few votes coming your way, mate. Good luck tomorrow, but it'll be a great day nonetheless.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much. And just the last thing, we've got some food and coffee vans there for people to get something to eat or something to drink. So it should be a great day.
Always the most important stuff. Thank you so much, Peter Forbes, Vice President of Jag Drivers Club, Hunter Region. The All British Day, it is happening tomorrow from 8:30 to 1. And if you can't get there, or even on your way to there, you'll be able to hear Todd Sargent broadcasting live from the event, talking with some of the car owners as well. Should be a great day on the radio tomorrow from 9 to 12. But the whole event kicks off at 8:30 at the Newcastle Foreshore. And we have some information on this for you. If you'd like to check it out ahead of tomorrow at our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.